Let me lend a hand for your next meeting, convention, sales or management training, conference call, or webinar. Whether you're looking for motivation, inspiration, or education, let me bring my background in psychology, sales, sales management, and executive experience to your next event. Just connect with me through Facebook or use the contact tab at the top of this webpage. Everybody, while growing up, I never had a cat or dog, and I absolutely couldn't stand cats. Well, in 1994, both those things changed thanks to a calico cat named Delilah. Mom and Dad were wise enough to know that if they brought an animal into the house, it wouldn't be me that would be taking care of the pet. So I didn't have my first pet until 23 when Delilah came along. And while most owners usually pick their animals out at the Humane Society or a pet store or wherever, Delilah actually picked Courtney and I. Delilah came to live at the farm that I spoke about in Volume 62 as a pet to John and Chris Butcher and their kids that I talked about in Volume 27 and 28. At the time, I was a manny for John and Chris and their kids. Delilah was a sweet but tough cat. Living on the farm, she could come and go as she pleased, and she spent a lot of time outside, romping in the fields, chasing rodents, and even having a litter of kittens from some stray tomcat she met somewhere along the way. Delilah was one cool cat. She could even hold her own with three large canine playmates, Hunt, Maggie, and Zool, that were family pets as well. For the first four of her 19 years, Delilah had an idyllic life on the farm. While mannying for the Butchers, Courtney and I lived in a separate carriage house on the property. The carriage house had a small roof line between the first floor and the second floor, and there was an old rock wall that came up to the edge of that roof line that was an easy leap for Delilah to get up onto the roof. Courtney and I spent most of our time on the second floor of the carriage house where those windows overlooked onto that roof line. And sure enough, one day, out of the clear blue, Delilah started coming up and sitting outside of the window of the room that we happened to be in. And of course, with my dislike for cats, the window remained closed. But that wouldn't deter old Delilah. Oh no, she was there day in, day out, making a regular habit of her visiting. And soon, sitting turned into pawing the window. And when pawing turned into scratching, the window was opened only because the noise was annoying. And into the carriage house she came. And from that point on, the ritual of opening the window became a regular routine between Delilah and I. And she became a companion, my first pet, for 19 years. And when our roads diverged from the Butchers in 1998, Delilah came to live with Courtney and I. And she followed us to Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, and Las Vegas, Nevada, and Boca Raton, Florida, and Birmingham, Alabama. And now she's laid to rest here at the Land of Hope and Dreams, just up the hill underneath the tree outside of our living room window. And as any pet owner could attest to, there are always wonderful stories about our faithful friends and how they add joy and meaning to our lives. And I think back sometimes how I could have missed all of that had I not opened the window and remained open to a friendship with a feline. With all our personal biases and with all the noise in the world, no doubt it is a challenge to remain open. But it's the fear of what I might miss out on, what wonderful surprises I might find. And it's that fear of loss that helped feed my courage and energy to remain open to people, possibilities, places, and pure joy scratching at my window. If you like today's message, I hope you'll share it, and thanks so much for your continued support through listening. Feel free to share your comments over on my Facebook page, Jerry Vitale, Platform Speaker, and never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.